your hands up and let's pray. Father, we thank you tonight, Lord. We ask you, Lord, that you would just help us, bless us, Lord. Lord, you just bring forth the word that they need to hear tonight, Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Hallelujah. Well, it's been a good day, right? Go ahead and be seated. Yeah. I ain't used to that seating, Roger. I like for you to stand all night and just shout at me, you know. Amen. Well, today's been a busy day. You know, I told Rita this morning, got up. I kind of laid around this morning, and I know that I was going to have to preach. And last night I was studying some, laying there and studying. I said, well, I'll get up in the morning and I'll finish it, you know. And I got up about 8 o'clock. You know, I'm usually out of bed by 5, you know, and on the road by 6, easy. About 8 o'clock, I decided I was going to get up and go downtown, and I was going to start doing some things, and I got a text message that said, call me ASAP. I thought, uh-oh, something's down. So I ended up today having to go all the way down to the other side of Cynthiana today, and then back home. And I thought, and I started reading, I said, I should have been on the road 2 hours ago. I got to preach tonight. So what am I going to do? I got to hurry, you know. But you know what? The Lord took care of it. Amen. I got down there where I needed to be. It was only one simple thing. It took me about 2 minutes to fix it. I climbed up there, fixed it, went out there, got up, stopped, eat some lunch, come home, and had plenty of time. Amen. Is that God? Is that how God operates? You know, when you think that you're, you know, well, you get rushed and the old devil's saying, well, you know, you ain't going to make it. You're going to be late, you know, and people's going to be aggravated, you know, trying to discourage you. Does he try to discourage you all? Am I the only one that he does? You know, he does every day with me. He tries to discourage me every day. But if you got your Bibles tonight, open your Bibles up to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. I'm going to look at a few things tonight and hope that I can bring you something that will stir you tonight. The Lord showed me this last week when I was thinking of things, you know, and I always try to keep something in my heart, something in my mind to say or to preach. And you know, and it's good to be ready. You know, it's good to be prayed up. It's good to be ready, you know. And the Lord put this scripture in my mind. And it says that, you know, that therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. We're new, right? Now look at this next thing. Old things are passed away. Behold, things are become new. Now, we hear this a lot. We preach on it a lot. And you know it by heart. But if we're ever going to have a breakout, how many needs a breakthrough? There's only two people? I believe we all do, don't we? But if we're ever going to have this breakout, you know, or a breakthrough, you know what? We got to have a breakout. We got to get out of this old. You know, and one thing I always thought about, you know, and don't get me wrong, it's a great thing, but you go to a lot of places and you hear people, you know, they got a prayer list. Brother Rick, and a prayer list is good because it gives you something to pray for. But when, if you've been praying for that same list for 20 years and nothing changed, something's wrong. Am I right? Am I right? You know, and what's happening is that we fall, a lot of people fall into that routine and they can't never get a breakthrough because they're not willing to break out of it. They want to stay in that zone. They want to stay there. Why? Because they're comfortable. Don't cost you nothing to be there. You know, and a lot of people that come to church, they sit in the seat, you know what, and they hear Wednesday night, they hear Sunday morning, most Sunday morning Christians, you know, and they don't never break out of their comfort zone. They don't never get out and try something new. We're always waiting on someone to do something for us. Well, you know, if this one, whether Jason would start running out, maybe this house would get excited. You know what I'm saying? We're always waiting on somebody to do something. We're not willing to have a breakout so we can get a breakthrough. This ain't in my notes, but you know the little lady with the issue of blood. The Bible says that she tried everything that she had. And not only that, Brother Rick, but everything that she knows, she tried. She spent all that she had. She had no friend. Nobody liked her. She was out by herself. But she heard one day, and she realized that, you know what, in her life, she needed a breakthrough more than anything. And the only way that she would have that home. So you know what, she said to herself, you know what, if I could only touch the hem of his armor, then you know what, and when that day came, you would even realize, picture this picture. When that day came,
She had to get Tootsies before she could get her breakthrough. I said to her, you're unclean. You're not supposed to be here. Get out of here. Because she was down where she possessed the healing garment. You know what I say on her way?
They probably done everything that they could do to her, you know what? But she, in her mind, she knew that the only way that she could be set free is she had to get to Jesus. You know what? And she did not let people disturb her. She didn't let people distract her. She didn't let people stop her. She continued to go forward. And she got to Jesus. You know what she did? And she touched him. And the Bible says that as soon as she touched him, immediately, the blood dried up in her. And she was healed. Whew. Boy, ain't that good? Now, and then Jesus, knowing that somebody touched him, you know, and he said, who touched me? Who is this? And the disciples said, and all of them said, Lord, there's too many here to tell. Really, that's what they told him. He said, no, you don't understand. I'm going to put it in Tim's term. Somebody broke through and had a breakout. And needed something in their life, and they got to me. You know what? And they're touched. So who was it? Then finally she spoke up. You know what he said to her? He said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Whole. You hear what I'm saying? Whole. Whatever that disease had done to her, she was completely 100% healed. You see that? That's where we want to be at in this life. How many wants to be healed? How many wants to be delivered? How many wants to have a financial breakthrough? Well, you know how you do it? You've got to make your mind up, set your eyes on Jesus, and no matter what the circumstances is, or no matter how many people tells you you can't do it, and every time the devil comes knocking on your door, you tell him to get out, and you know what you do? You keep going towards Jesus, because if you can get to where Jesus tells you to, you'll have a breakout. And I know, and you know, all we all need a breakout today. How many needs one? I do. I mean, you think about this. Yeah, I'm like you. I'll take two. I'll take three. You know, and when we think about, even down the blind Barnabas, this ain't even in my notes, even down the blind Barnabas, you know what? He knew that if he could see Jesus, get to Jesus and holler at Jesus and get Jesus' attention, he knew that he could be healed. How many know that Jesus can heal you? Come on, think about it. I mean, really, how many know that Jesus can heal you? We all do. You know what? You know what? And when he hollered at Jesus, you know what? The people tried to hush him. Shh, be quiet. You know what the devil tries to tell us every Sunday morning? You don't need to go to church today. You're feeling bad today, ain't you? You might as well just stay home today. And he'll talk to you. He'll talk to you. He'll talk to you. He'll talk to you. He'll talk to me. He'll talk to you. And he'll get every one of us that can to stay home from church. You know what he does? He goes to church. Well, you know, he's not done. He's going to go to church and dad right now. Right? That's what he does. You see, and what we're supposed to do, we're supposed to get up in the morning and realize, well, today's going to be payoff for me today. Today when I get to church, when I get there, I'm going to go ahead and stop me and start praising the community. I'm going to get on my feet. I'm going to pray the Lord. I'm going to pat my hands. I'm going to run. I'm going to shout. I'm going to dance. I'm going to have an unusual day. But I need a breath. You remember in the book of Acts, when Jesus called him in Acts chapter 1? And he told him, you go to Jerusalem and you wait. And tell them that you make here. Hang out here a while. Because there's a promise that my Father's sending to you. And he tells them that John truly baptized the word, but if you stay here, you're going to be baptized by the Holy Ghost. Right? That's the word. Now, how many days during that time of waiting, they went there, they've been in the upper room, and they, James Lee, they sat there like this. Some of them went out the door left. Right? You know what I think they was doing? I think they were serious about it. They get eaten in, they get prison, and they were fully and they came through that. The Spirit came to life, mighty rich men, Holy Ghost. They had a breakout, huh? And just like everybody, somebody sees us online and they say, right? I don't want none of them Holy Ghosts. I'm going to watch you. I don't care to call the Holy Ghost you. I don't care to. I know who set me free. I know who saved me. You know what? And on that day when they fully come, the Bible says when they fully come, and all these people thought all this stuff about them, they was drunk and they was doing this and that, and Peter stands up. Talk about having a breakout, brother. Just a few weeks before, Peter was the guy that denied him. Three times. But once he got hold of it, once he got his breakthrough, once he got filled of the Spirit, you know what? Peter was bold. You know what? Getting filled with the Holy Ghost will make you bold. That's why you need to be filled again and again and again and again and again and again. Why? Well, so you get that temperance out of you. So you get that little meekness and weakness out of you. So you be a bold Christian. Yes. Now stand up. You know what? And they said, the Bible says that Peter stood up. And when Peter stood up, you know what? And he tells them, this is not what you think. These men are not drunk as you suppose they are. But this is the prophet Joel, what he spoke about. And he tells them all the things, you know, about the, and he reads it to them, you know, and he tells it to them right there, you know what? And we'll just go down through and I won't read it all. He gets down there and they say that 3,000 souls was added to the kingdom of God that day because a breakthrough and a breakout. Think about that. They was not shy. Amen? Wasn't shy. They stuck it out. They hung around, right? Most people don't want to hang around. Most people, you know what? If you have church at 7:47 right now, and if you go to 8:30 or 9, 10 o'clock, boy, we must go to 10 o'clock tonight. I wonder how many be left. Truthfully, I mean, seriously. It's hard to give God 2 hours a day. It's hard to give God 2 hours on Sunday. It's hard to give God any time through the week, you know what? Because we're so pressed for time. The older we get, the busier we are. Amen? I know I am. But think about it. You know what? But if we want a breakout, if we want get a breakout in our life, you know what? Then things, something, we're going to have to get rid of the old. The old's got to go. Amen? The old's got to go. You know what? And we need to come in with a new attitude, with a new thing, you know, in our life. And you know what? And say, listen, you know what? Even if you have to change seat to get something new, you need to. Bible says that He will renew you daily. Amen. Day by day. He will renew you. Let me show you another good breakout. You know, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 17, it talks about neither do men put new wine into old bottles. Listen. Else the bottles break and the wine runneth out and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into new bottles. You know what happens to us? We get saved. See this a lot. We get saved, Brother Rick, and we get on fire. And we start getting that good wine, that's good stuff. This is the old. We want to hang on to it a little bit. And then when the first problem comes, we're out of water. We're out of spirit because it's all run out of us. And now here we stand not knowing what to do. You know what most people do? They run. I did. When I first got saved, you know what? I got saved as a young boy, you know what? And I went to school. I'm going to tell you, when I went to school, you know what? And Brother Scotty, you know what? And people said, well, I heard you got going to church. You're a churchgoer. I almost got ashamed. I almost let people talk me out of it. And I did later on in life, you know what? Because, you know what? Then I slipped away and fell away. Then I met Rita and she said if I didn't go to church, she wasn't going to date me no more. So I had to change my ways. Amen? But, you know, but today what I'm talking about is a breakout. And turn your Bibles over to Acts chapter 16 and look at verse 25. Even have this in my notes. This is something good. I like when God just throws things in my mind, don't you? And look at this. And it says that midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. What'd they do? They prayed. Why did they pray? Because they was in what? They was in trouble. They had a bad day, wouldn't you say? They was thrown in prison, right? They've been beaten. They've been whipped, you know what? And then they've been in there, and they throw them in there, and here they was in the inner prison down in the dungeon. And listen. And it's at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sung praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Do you hear that? And the prisoner heard. No matter how bad a day that they had, they're still able to give praise to God. This is like Stephanie was talking about the other day, you know, when you have bad days, you know. You still have a bad day, but you still be able to praise God. And Pastor Huffman always says, you know, he quit having bad days. You don't have no more bad days. They're all getting up days. And that's a good motto to have, you know what? To get up every day and say, you know what? I'm not going to have a bad day today, but today is my day is a getting up day. I might not got up on the side that I needed to be today, but I refuse to let the devil keep me down. And that's what Paul and Silas did right here. They refused to let the devil keep them down. So when they got to where they was at there and they realized what they was doing, that Paul said, Silas, let's sing and let's praise. And what happened? The Bible says that old prison cell was shooken, right? That it was shaking. You know what? And you look at the... Let's just read it to make sure. And it said, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And at Melia, all the doors was open and everyone's bands were loose. Everyone's bands were loose. Everyone that was bound was loose. Everybody that had something there that got caught for something, everybody there, when they heard them right there, because they had a breakthrough and they had a breakout right there at night, you know what happened? It caused everybody else to be free. Maybe we need to do that in church some. Maybe our breakthrough or maybe our breakout or maybe we act a little unusual sometimes in church and let God have us and let God use us the way that He needs to use us. You know what? Maybe He'll cause our neighbor or maybe it calls that one that's been coming to church for years to get saved. Why? Because they see, you know what? There's something about Jesus Christ that they want to have. Does anybody... Would you go back to the world? No. Ain't nothing in this world. And when you look at it, you know what? And you think all the time, you know what? Brother Willie, I always say, man, I should have done it earlier. Yeah. Brother Charles, I waited too late in life. I could have had a good time. They say you can't have a good time. I heard people say, well, you can't have a good time being a Christian. You got to be serious. You better not hang out with us, Billy. Be a bad thing, won't they? People ask me, I know we've been several places, and they said, what are you all on? Chuck said, we're on food. Have a good time. Listen. See, that's what being a Christian is that when you need a breakout, you have a breakout. I have a good one. You being sick, ain't no use to lay around the house and mope about it. I'm bad sometimes. I'll be feeling bad or be hurting bad or something. I don't whine to Rita. And she'll say, I don't want to hear it. That's a good wife, yes. Yeah. You know, but then you find yourself, you know, where you are preaching with all these other people about faith and believing God and standing up and doing it, and you're the one that's worse than they are. Am I the only one? That's our daily life, isn't it? But we need a breakthrough. And to get a breakthrough, you know what? Sometimes you got to push. Sometimes you got to push. And people need to hear you. You know what? That when John was in prison, the Bible says that he sent his disciples to Jesus. And they got to Jesus, you know, and they said, are you the one? Are you the Messiah? Are you really the dude? You know what he could have said? Yeah, I am Jesus. I am the Messiah. I am the Son of God. But he didn't. You know what he said? He said, you go back and you show John these things that you see and hear. The blinds are being set free. The poor is being fed. All this stuff. Not that he is, but what's going on? You know, this world, listen, the church is too quiet. You hear quiet? It's too quiet. The church should be noisy. It should be loud, right? They should, out in the world today, still hearing all the things that's going on in the world with all the problems and all the election problems and all this stuff going on in the world right there today and all these things you hear, instead of hearing all that, you know what you should hear? You know, somebody got saved at church this week. You know, somebody got healed this week at church. Somebody got delivered this week at church. See, we're not here. Are you here? We're not hearing that here. Not in this area, not in this area. You hear it in some places, but you won't. But still yet, it's not like it used to be. Nobody wants to talk about church. Remember when you first got saved? Remember at AJ? Couldn't find enough Bible studies, could you? Really? Yeah, you went to Sunday school every Sunday. You went to church every Sunday, went to church every Wednesday, and when they had singings, you were the first ones in the door to sing, and I couldn't sing. We was excited. We love God. But now we're looking for a breakout in the church, and we want a breakthrough and all this stuff in the church, you know what? And, but we're too quiet. We're just sitting. But if we're going to see these things, then we need to get out of the old. Need to get back to the basics. Need to get back to praising God. You know, praising God's fun. You know what? You know, shouting in church is not a bad thing to do. You know what? Running in church is not a bad thing to do sometimes. You know what? Raising your hands in church. You know, that's not a bad thing to do. You know, laughing in church. Ha, 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 ha. It's not a bad thing to do sometimes. Sometimes you need a little laughter. You know why? Why you need? Because when you do laugh, the Bible says that when you do laugh, it does you good like medicine. You know what? So you need to laugh at the devil. And when he tries to discourage you, laugh at him. Put him on. Put the devil in his place where he belongs, under your feet. You know, and I won't keep you much longer. But you know the thing that I realize in my life, and I think about it more, and Rita said it to me today. She said, "You're not like you used to be." You know whose fault that is? It's mine. It's mine. You see, when I preached, you know, I got real excited. I'd jump, I'd run, I'd holler, squall. I'd do a little bit of it now, but not what I used to. I stayed steadied up. I always had something in my heart. I always had something in my mind. I didn't have to preach to have something be ready to preach. A lot of times my messages I preached in my kitchen to me. You know why I preached to me? Because I needed it. I needed to hear it. You know what? But if I, Lord help me, if I want to see that again, you know what I got to do? I'm going to have to overcome some obstacles. I'm going to have to start quit looking and make time to study. I do study. I do read. I do listen. When I'm driving down the road, a lot of times I'll listen to God. I'll just listen. A lot of times I ride down the road, I'll turn on the radio to have something to listen to. But you ever notice at night when you start reading, what do you do? I always tell people, the best sleeping medicine you ever had in your life at night, if you can't go to bed, just start studying the Word of God and trying to get something out of it, and it'll put you to sleep. Right? But you know what? We want a breakthrough. You know, and you think about all this thing, and the greatest breakout that we had was when Jesus was put in the tomb. They thought they had him. They thought they could control him. They thought it was over. They thought they'd won. But on that third and appointed morning, thank God that when they went to the tomb to find it, they found that big old stone was rolled away. And it wasn't there. Hallelujah. And just like Jesus said, in 3 days I'll raise this up again. And he did. And thank God that he did, because you know what? Because what he did was allow us to be part of him. You know, you're part of Jesus. If he's the head and we're the body, right? We're part of him, right? The Bible says we're Christians, we're Christ-like, right? So, you know, and think about this. In a world today that's got so much problems, wouldn't you like to be the one that's different? You ever been called different, Charles? You thought this was different too, didn't you? But you know what? But it ain't different. This is what God has intended for us to do. Is to have a church that we can allow ourselves to have a breakout. Can I just reminisce on some old days? Is that all right for just a second? I remember times when we was here, it wasn't nothing to see 10 or 15 people running around this sanctuary. Right? How many remembers that? Come on, I know. Right? Remember the song, I Am Free? I am free to run. Right? And you'd see people, man, they would take off. You know what? And sometimes, you know what? You'd have five or six going that way and five or six going that way. And then you'd say, oh boy, here they go. Where are they going to meet at? And they go right by each other and keep right on going. But we need to realize, I want more of that, don't you? We say we want revival. You know what revival is? You know what revival stands for? That the church gets revived. And evidence of the church being revived is that people get saved. You know why people get saved? Because they hear, now you listen to what I'm saying, they hear that something's going on at the church. There's people being saved, there's people being delivered, there's been people being healed. You remember in the Bible that when they tore the roof off, And the Bible's talk about that, and it says, the first part of that, it says, and they was a noisy and they was abroad. And the house was full. Why was the house full? Because everybody had heard what Jesus was doing and what was going on. And even the outsiders, the ones that didn't even like Jesus, was there. Why? Because they heard something was going on. That's what needs to be going on today. People need to hear, hey, you know what? There's something going on at New Generation. You know what that is? That they're getting ready to have a breakout. You know what? And when a breakout takes out right there, don't be shy about it. Yeah, you know, the camera might be running here, but you know what? You ought to run up there and stop. Hello. And take off. Why? That way they can see. You go, ha, I got you. Bye. Leave. You know what? But you know, we laughing, but you know what? But we need to be serious about this. Let's get involved in the next little bit. Man, I know Pastor's got some word for us, you know what? And you know, from talking to him and everything, you know, we're going to be stirred. You know, and the praise team, I tell you what, the praise team is getting fired up. I sat and realized, man, listen to that. Man, they sound good tonight. You know what? And when we get in one mind, one accord, and we listen to each other, we're going to have a breakout. But you know what? There's an opportunity tonight for a breakout. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomsoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son not into this world to condemn, but through him that they might be saved. You here tonight and you need to be saved? Be a nice time to have a breakout. Be a nice time to break out of your old. Get away from that old and get into the new. Wouldn't it? Think about it. Would you stand with me? If you would, just bow your heads in here. You know, tonight, listen. If you're here and you do not know Jesus Christ, let me tell you something. Why run? Why?